Now, just like the DCs, farmers are in full flight planting potatoes all over the country, and every one of them will be concerned about blight disease attacking the crop from now on. So potato farmers and plenty of other farmers growing disease-prone crops like myself will be interested to hear that Met Éireann has a new improved blight warning system launched this week. And I'm joined in studio by Dr. Clara Finkele, Head of the Agricultural Meteorological Unit in the Research Division at Met Éireann. Clara, potato blight is taught to every child in school as the cause of the failure of the potato crop in Ireland in the 1840s. Is it still such a big challenge for potato farmers today?
Good morning. Yes, it is. And in fact, Chagask conducted field trials about 4 or 5 years ago to do a PhD funded by the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine to plant potatoes and then have different spraying regimes based on the previous potato blight alerting system we had in place in Met Éireann or some other adjusted ones. So they did a statistical analysis of how the potatoes in the ground actually responded to these different spraying regimes, and that formed the basis of the new potato blight that we've launched. And so on the website on Met Éireann, under forecasts, under potato blight or blight, you can then see a country map for day 3, 4 and 5 ahead of time, how the warm front, it's really a warm front when it's mild and humid, it spreads across the country and then it clears. So this is for the early potato plants at the moment, that is the first really warm front, because as the forecaster said just a couple of minutes ago, it's rather mild and humid, and particularly on Sunday night, the temperatures don't drop below 11 or 12 degrees. So that is ideal for the spores, the pathogens, to kind of grow and then spread. And what was found by the Chagask research, that the pathogen nowadays is more aggressive. So the risk is actually, it needs to be dealt with. You can't just sort of like ignore it, which might have been working in the past for like some smaller, you know, crops or whatever. Now, the risk really has to be dealt with.
Yeah, so the challenge is as big, if not bigger, yes, than ever. I presume all this info is available on the phone, like every other weather app. Farmers are glued to their phones at this time of the year. They often have about 3 or 4 weather apps going at the same time.
Yes, there is a slight difference between the app and our website. On the website, there is a little bit more information. And also on the phone, the maps, the country maps look a little bit too small or whatever. But yes, it is available there. And there's also point locations across the country that you can see 6-hour by 6-hour slots of how the blight comes in. But visually, it's more indicative when you look at the country map, when the high risk of potato blight is then indicated by shades of red. And at the moment for, you know, Sunday and then into Monday, those high risk areas are slightly on the east coast, in the south and in the west.
The whole coast, from what I could see, it just looked like a big red ring around the country.
Yes, yes, yes. Unfortunately, yes, that ring comes into. But the good news is, if there's anything good about a blight alert, is that on Monday night, the cold front comes in, so the temperatures and
we
then fresher conditions, yeah, and it'd be slightly cooler than after that.
And I suppose this is relevant to other farmers growing other crops, because like I grow peony roses at home on my farm, and I know that like this last month has been a nightmare because it's been so wet and the temperatures have been rising and you get that real humid weather. So this would be of interest to lots of farmers out there beyond potato farmers.
Yeah, it really depends on the particular pathogen. And as I said, like with the potatoes, the relative humidity, the threshold used to be 90% and now it's 88%. So that is when it could grow. And different plants have different thresholds and they're specific to them. But it's, as you say, it's mild and humid and there's other weather climate influences, say on Fusarium. And there is a UCD-led research project, again, funded by the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine, and with Chagas and other stakeholders, that is looking at what are the drivers for Fusarium, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Well, Clara, thanks very much for coming in to tell us about that. I'm sure that farmers will be pouring all over Metair and apps and other weather apps because whether they're growing grass or potatoes or whatever, it's all about the weather for the next couple of months. That new blight warning system is available on met.ie as part of their forecast section. I also see on Twitter some great photos of farmers who did manage to beat the weather and get out and cut silage last week, making use of the weather. But it does feel like summer is really knocking on the door now, with the countryside literally bursting into bloom.